From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. He says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end fighting in Aleppo. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, said in a press briefing that the Syrian government had given the UN permission to access eastern Aleppo, but that the organization was helpless to transport aid into the city if there was no pause in fighting.
At the moment, those who try to go through crossing points, try to escape, are caught in crossfire. They are caught in shelling.
Jan Egeland. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of the parliament. Lawmakers must vote on the motion within 24 and 72 hours, meaning a formal vote will take place Friday. President Park is under fire for her relationship with Choi Soon-sil, a longtime confidant who has been charged with attempted fraud and other charges. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. It hit the northern end of Sumatra Island early Wednesday, bringing down dozens of buildings. This is VOA News.